Hi everyone, welcome back to Unbound. This is episode 11. Seems Mama's Prayers is soft silver threads leading straight to the stars, leading right to the place where the good Lord and his angels listen to keep watch. My prayers is like Aunt Sarah's button, too small and cracked to hold anything together but a broken heart. The good Lord don't care about fancy words, Mama said when she taught me to pray. You just give him your thoughts any which way you can. He'll listen and hold 'em safe. Tiny glimmers of moonlight shimmer on the path like angel wings, and I know the good Lord's trying to send me slivers of hope. But my family's still in danger. Much as I try to leave it behind, a quivering shadow of sorrow and shame follows me. We move so quiet, seems like we is like all the other creatures living in the woods. Seems we is part of the woods, part of the darkness what covers us, part of a pure, unspoiled world, a different world than the one Master Allen and the missus live in. Not a world of shiny silver or fancy dishes what come all the way from England. Not a world of whips, lashes, and angry words. But a different world. Even in the darkness, with creaky night sounds what frighten me, and a trembling fear of snakes what might be hiding in the grass, even with broken buttons and sad goodbyes, even with my quivering shame, I feel part of another world, a beautiful world, a world that whispers freedom. We walk a long time. The only sounds is soft and ghosty, tiny crackles neath our feet, Mama's silvery whispers, the flap of wings in dark branches, and the tiny hoots and chitters of unseen creatures. I feel them all around me, like the good Lord's angels watching over us and covering our tracks. Under my feet, the earth begins to soften. Cane's thick here, old George Cooper explains. Going to have to crouch or crawl. You'll be fine if you keep moving. We all need to keep quiet and keep moving. I feel the earth tugging at my feet, the giant stalks reaching to grab hold of me, and wonder if the evil spirits is already making ready to swallow my soul. Keep moving, Mama whispers. Keep moving, I repeat. Finally, we stand at the edge of a large pond of stinking water, what must be full of snakes, flies, snapping turtles, and fearsome gators. Gotta keep moving, old George Cooper says. Daylight's coming fast. He heads into water what reaches just below Willie's sagging body. I hold my breath and step into the warm, buggy, foul-smelling pond. Beside me, my gown billows like dirty clouds. Everywhere, mosquitoes buzz and bite. Under the water, something soft and slimy wraps round my bare legs. I hold my breath, and I keep moving. We wade along, slow and even-stepped, till without warning, old George Cooper changes direction. It feels like we're circling backward, and fear takes hold of me. Uncle Jim steps aside and nods for me to fill the watery gap. I turn round just enough to see him slip behind Mama. Don't be afraid, I hear him whisper. It's eyeing something else. It won't bother us if we don't bother it. Bother who? The only sound's the soft plop and splash of water, the snap and flick of bugs nipping at the darkness. There's nothing round me but my own fears growing like mushrooms after a storm. And then I see what looks like a large log gliding next to us. Plonk, the log turns, and staring straight at me is a large snubby snout what's got two orange eyes shining like circles of fire. and a row of pointy teeth, what's waiting to devour us all. Old George Cooper keeps moving wide, paying the gator no mind, but I'm feeling faint, ready to slide underwater and disappear. Keep moving, Mama whispers in an angel voice. Don't look. But I do look, and I do see. Hanging from the gator's mouth is a bushy ringed tail and two dangling paws. Keep quiet and keep moving. I'm only talking to myself, but it feels like I'm praying and the good Lord's answering. By the time we step out of the pond, daylight streams through the treetops. My dress sticks to my skin, my arms ache and itch. Clusters of welts as wide as walnuts and red as cherries form a wobbly ladder on my leg. Old George Cooper leads us to a small cave covered with branches, sticks, and a sheet of moss thick as the rug in the missus's bedroom. Thomas and Willie is still too drowsy to eat, but Mama forces them to nibble the last of the berries, and we lie down in straw what must be crawling with chiggers. Before I know it, old George Cooper is standing over me, telling me it's nighttime. Time to wake up, time to move on. The blue bottle's almost empty, but Mama mixes whatever's left with drops of water from the canteen old George Cooper keeps strapped to his belt. Don't need much, he says. We's not far from the lake. Dogs will lose the scent, and paddy rollers won't cross lest they's already been tracking. Mama hurries me along, but it feels like iron chains is binding my legs. We slog for hours till finally the path begins to widen, and we walk side by side. Moonlight glistens on a dark lake what's set before us like a shimmering piece of fallen sky. Old George Cooper flips over a log lying at the water's edge. Hiding in plain sight, he whispers. He smiles and nods, helping each of us step careful into a carved-out bark canoe. With a soft plink and quiet ripple, old George Cooper slips the canoe into the water and climbs inside. He sits at one end and Uncle Jim sits at the other. Mama and me sit in the middle, holding Thomas and Willie. Mama puts her hand on my shoulder. Be brave, Grace, she whispers, but ghosty words and warnings seem to rise from the dark water. People what goes to the big swamp don't come out. There's snakes and rats and big biting bugs. There's evil spirits what swallow the souls of wandering runaways. Fear chokes me like the devil himself is catching hold of my throat. Silent as moonlight, we glide into the forever water. Old George Cooper guides the canoe round a narrow bend, winding us farther away from the riverbank, farther away from Mama's cabin and the big house, from Master Allen and the missus, farther away from Aunt Sarah and Aunt Tempe, from Anna and Uncle Moses, farther away from everything I ever knew. Farther and farther into the darkness we drift, till before long we disappear too. Far off, a solitary cypress keeps watch, its ghosty silhouette rising from the dark water. The only sounds is the distant, lonesome squawks of the night heron, the tiny swash and ripple of our canoe, and the soft, silver prayers Mama's sending to heaven. Above me, the stars sparkle low and bright. I reach in my pocket and squeeze Aunt Sarah's small broken button. I listen to the quiet, and I wonder what new world is waiting.